How goes the day job, Detective Riley?
Personally, I prefer my real job, Tench.
Professor Whistler, please.
We're getting numbers again, Harold. We need to get back to work.
I'm no longer your co-worker, Detective. I'm done taking orders from a computer. I thought I made that clear after it instructed us to kill a congressman.
It also helped us to save Grace. And now more lives need saving.
I'm not sure that's what we were really doing. I've totaled the lives we saved against the deaths that we've caused, and I'm afraid we've been operating at a bit of a loss. People who would still be alive if we hadn't interfered.
You don't know that. What would have happened if we hadn't intervened?
There is a larger power in play now, one that we are presently ill-equipped to face.
Samaritan,
please be quiet.
Yeah. I could really use your input on this one. Ali Hassan was an electronic shop in the Bronx. Stewart computers. Kind of like you, Harold.
If you or Samin or anyone else attempt to intervene with these numbers, you will surely find yourselves dead.
Well, we have to do something.
We have no resources, John. The library's gone.
So we'll get another place.
Don't you understand? They're always watching. We can't even talk on the telephone. There is no sanctuary. You can't just be the man in the suit. You're a cop now. I'm a professor. This is the way it is.
We don't need jobs, Harold. We need a purpose.
The world has changed, John. I'm sorry.
There. Live. For the time being, I think he'll be happier with you.
Well, if it's not about helping the numbers anymore, then what?
It's about survival, John. Huh?